This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Trump's little intimate speech he gave at the border wall yesterday. I was there, but I saw all the international media there. I didn't want to try to cause an upset. I just didn't get out. But my crew did. They all got footage of it, the rest of it. But we were, you know, brought in there. And I just sat back and said, you know, I'm gonna let Trump have this moment because I went out there. It would have been a big deal. Here is the Trump stalker, Jim Acosta. You've seen him shout out the questions about January 6th, where Trump should get on the offense, expose this deep state operation. And then we'll play Lauren Boebert, who I think is just an awesome member of Congress, and what she had to say. We also have Representative Ronnie Jackson and a bunch of other interviews at Mandaw Video. But here is Acosta and the Representative Boebert.
Thank you for all of these incredible congressmen that came and women. We appreciate it. Thank you, Lauren, very much. I'll see you soon. Thank you. Governor, congratulations. Thank you, everybody.
Mr. Trump, will you apologize about January 6th?
So that's that little clip right there. Guy's got some other great long interviews, but here's the representative. Here she is.
What's that? Where was the action coming in? Right side over there. Okay.
Do you miss President Trump? I know you do. You miss him so much. So much.
Hey, Congressman Boebert, have you been down to McAllen where they're actually processing people in and
out? Yes, I have.
What do you think of that?
I've been in the Border Patrol holding facilities, HHS. I've been down to the temporary outdoor processing facility and then another one last night. And it's devastating what's taking place here. It's an absolute humanitarian crisis. I don't want to hear another darn thing about any American having to shut down their life because of a pandemic, because of the China virus. After what I've seen here in McAllen, Texas, Border Patrol is not testing one single migrant that crosses the border for COVID-19. They are not tested until they get into the HHS facility, if they get tested. And that can be 72 hours, it can be 21 days. And so I don't want to hear another darn thing about Americans having to change their way of life over this stupid China virus ever again because of this dereliction of duty from the president. Right now, it's a disaster, allowing hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens to pour into our country. And this is not just an Arizona or a Texas problem. This is a problem for the entire country. We've been in the McAllen Airport, where I've seen dozens of groups of people with their manila envelopes and instructions on how to travel all throughout the country to get to their destination. Talking to groups last night, they're going to California, they're going to Philadelphia, they're going to Minneapolis. These folks are going everywhere. Colorado is a sanctuary state, and our governor has just lessened restrictions on illegal aliens and provided them more access to benefits. This is a crisis for our entire nation, and the president needs to do something about it. This is why I introduced a censure resolution to censure Biden for his inaction at this border wall. I want you to see, that is President Trump's wall. That is Biden's portion. That is where he canceled construction of the border wall and put this country at risk for a national security crisis.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
Well, I tell you, Congressman Boebert is absolutely amazing. Lauren Boebert and then also Lauren Witzke. I love all these Laurens. I had a chance to meet her before she was a congresswoman, right before she got elected at the Virginia rally. And just a absolute firecracker. And I would love to see half of Congress or more be women like that. They could be brown, they could be white, they could be black, they could be coconut colored. Long as that pink matter in their head is pro-human. There's nothing cooler, and I'll say it, sexier. If you have a good-looking woman that's dumb and just they ain't good-looking, but you had good looks with smarts, I like it. I like it a lot. And my wife likes it, too. She admires women like that. That's what we need. I just love empowered women. Gosh, it makes me excited. All these dumb liberal women look like a spider sucking their soul out. Don't like them very much. Stay with us.
There's a lot of things that we can't do to stop the globalists, but there's a lot of things we can do. And one of them is taking care of our bodies and our health. And listen, I'm lecturing myself at the same time. I put myself through too much stress. I don't eat right. But one thing I do remember to do is to take my Deep Earth Crystal high-quality iodine. And that, of course, is the original X2. Incredible. It is essential in your body. It is a building block of everything that goes on. The globalists work around the clock to make sure that we are deficient in iodine and have way too much, while the garbage halogens like chlorine, fluoride, bromine, and others. We also have X3. That's because the research scientists pointed out to me, and I saw the research, it was true, that some people can't absorb pure atomic iodine. So it's pure atomic iodine and then two other types that are also good for your body that some people get better benefits from. So it's apples and oranges. Both products are free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off for Survival Shield X2 and 60% off for X3, even though it's selling out right now. Medical doctors personally known by me who are scared to come on the show. But it's also in the mainline medical literature that up until a couple years ago, they would always say pregnant women should not take inoculations, because even if it's a decent vaccine for something real, that's a real science, it can cause an autoimmune response and you will reject your baby. So vaccines until a few years ago said do not take while pregnant. In fact, a lot of them still say that on the informational insert. But because they wanted to stonewall people and say, oh, there's never a problem with regular vaccines, even though they have a secret damage fund and pay out billions a year, and they have damage funds around the world, so this doesn't make it to the news. Now they've got their mRNA gene therapy that rewrites the DNA, and they came out yesterday and admitted, okay, it does rewrite your DNA. It makes your whole body attack proteins that just so happen to be in the placenta. And what did Wolfgang Ludarg, the head of the main advisory UN EU commission, say in December last year in emergency filing with Dr. Yidan, the former chief scientist advisor? This will cause spontaneous abortions. This will probably cause shedding of viruses that will make women have miscarriages, but also attack women's uterus. And now it's happened. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read the study that's using mainline federal numbers from the New England Journal of Medicine, one of the most prestigious journals in the world. Depopulation alert, the article's on InfoWars.com. Shocking new study reveals COVID vaccine treatments terminates 4 out of 5 pregnancies via spontaneous abortions. The medical doctor that Rob Dew and I both know said that every woman he knows in his practice, he's an OGBYN here in Austin, 50-something-year-old dude, been practicing 20 years. Every woman in his practice that he told don't do it, went and did it, had a miscarriage. You know, I might just go up to his office and grab him by the damn hair and drag his ass on this show. But he knows he's not supposed to tell you that. He'll get in trouble, see? Man, this is sick, but this is the New England Journal of Medicine. You see, they can't get it authorized for children, even though it's unauthorized, even an emergency authorization. Their own scientists won't do that. They all do it. Don't do it to kids. Oh, don't do it to babies. But see, they don't count a baby inside mama, that poor little baby, as a human, so they can get hit. Ladies and gentlemen, let me read you this article. A shocking new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine reveals that when pregnant women are given COVID vaccinations during their first or second trimester, they suffer an 82% spontaneous abortion rate. How many videos do I have out of Thailand and out of areas of Africa, you name it, where the women go, they come to our village, give us a shot. Then I lose my baby. I feel my baby kicking, and then he not kick no more. And then 2 days later, he come out. Unbelievable. This stunning finding explained below is self-evident from the data published in the new study entitled Preliminary Findings of mRNA COVID-19 Vaccine Safety in Pregnant Women. Just as disturbing as the data is the fact that the study authors apparently sought to deliberately obfuscate the truth about the vaccines causing spontaneous abortion. You understand, this was an attempt at cover-up by obfuscating numbers in their own calculations. Originally brought to our attention by a Life Science news article, we checked with our own science contacts to review the data and double-check all the math. In doing so, we were able to confirm, Central News, two things. Yes, the study shows an 82% rate of spontaneous abortions in expectant mothers given COVID vaccines during their first and second trimesters. They may be the lucky ones. Imagine what's going to happen to the kids that are born. Number two, yes, the study authors either deliberately sought to hide the facts in dishonest obfuscation explained below, or they are incompetent and made a glaring error that brings into question their credibility. In other words, the study was almost certainly a cover-up to try to calm vaccinated pregnant women. It's perfectly safe, but the study data actually shows the opposite. How many nurses have we shown you going, I took it and my baby died, I'll do it again, because I'm a hero? Because women are survivors. And in a normal travel situation, if the enemy comes through and kills all the men and kidnaps you, if you're a woman genetically and don't fight back, you hold off to their kingdom 100 miles away or wherever, and are getting gang raped, and you put up with that, you will pass on more humans, you will survive. So women go under Stockholm. It's why the Romans, the Aztecs, anybody would go capture the enemy, they kill all the men. They keep the women and children. Because they would subserve and be slaves. Women under pressure, on average, will buckle. Even though they don't like it at first, they will then trick their mind, like the Japanese saying, if rape is inevitable, they'll enjoy it. And they will subserve themselves and put up with it. And that's it. And so they are killing the babies. And the women literally go, in the news article we've shown you, I had a 6-month-old daughter and she died, but it's worth it. I'll take it again. The death of your own child is not a big deal because you're a hero, because you can't admit the system's evil, because that's scary, isn't it? Believe me, it is scary. 700 of 827 women were vaccinated in the third trimester. They manipulate the tables even higher than what they said. Table 4 from the study shows below reveals the total of 827 women, pregnant women, were studied. Out of the 827 women, 700 of them received their first vaccine in the third trimester of pregnancy. This means 127 women, which is 827 of 700, received a vaccine during their first or second trimesters. And it goes on from there. Out of 127 women receiving vaccines during their first and second trimesters, 104 spontaneous abortions occurred before their pregnancies hit the 20-week mark. These are indicated as spontaneous abortions on the table. It's simple math. 104 spontaneous abortions during the first 20 weeks. Out of 127 women who received vaccines in their first and second trimesters calculates 82% rate of spontaneous abortions among these pregnant women who were vaccinated. It's important to note that the deaths of unborn babies during the third trimester are known as stillbirths and not spontaneous abortions. Thus, the spontaneous abortions could not have possibly occurred in women vaccinated in the third trimester. Thus, the study authors dishonestly used the wrong denominator of 827 under spontaneous abortions calculations, which they should have used the denominator 127, which is the number of women receiving vaccines during their first trimesters. Put another way, it's impossible for women who've been vaccinated for the first time during their third trimester to have a spontaneous abortion in the first 20 weeks, since they weren't vaccinated during the first 20 weeks, and pregnant women aren't time travelers. Thus, the women shouldn't be included in the denominator used to calculate the spontaneous abortion rate. But they did it to hide it. But it's still a massive, what, one-third death rate. And it goes on and on and on. Articles up at Infowars.com. Oh, She's able to do it. Perfect timing with this breaking. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is scheduled to join us in the next segment. The Lord works in mysterious ways. We've been trying to get her for months. She's suddenly able to come on straight ahead. And then China threatens nuclear war with the United States, but they're not the threat. White supremacists are killing everybody everywhere. Why, they're just crawling off under rocks. Please never forget, we can't be on air without you. Every day we're on air is precious and a blessing from the Lord. Please pray for us. Please share the articles and videos. And please buy product at InfoWarsStore.com. Get a t-shirt, get a book, get a film. Sign up for the Patriot Coffee, some of the highest quality coffee. Once you like it, sign up for auto ship every month, every 2 months. Get an additional 10% off. And also, we've got a big sale, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. That has to end after the 4th of July. And we have X3, a big shipment came in, but it's selling out. The tri-iodine, the good halogen for your fertility, for your stamina, for your libido, for your immune system. Iodine is so key. The tri-iodine, $16 a bottle with free shipping. That's almost a lost leader. InfoWarsStore.com. And the X3 is selling out at that price. So it's going to end in the next few days.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
She's a medical doctor. So now for 20 years, saw with her own practices what was happening with vaccines, and she's been a champion of warning the public. And she was out there before the inoculations even began with this experimental shot saying, I believe it's going to cause serious illnesses and death. A lot of other top scientists like Wolfgang Wudarg and the former chief scientist at Pfizer have gone public warning of this, and now it's happened. So I think it's just best with all that's unfolded, since he was on with us 4 months ago, that interview went viral, to just have the floor cover whatever she thinks is most important with what is unfolding now. And now the targeting of newborn babies with the parents enrolling them in these studies just seems to me like total Nuremberg violations. Dr. Tenpenny, thanks for spending time with us, and we're really proud of the work you've been doing.
Thank you so much for having me back, Alex, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, we only got about 40 minutes with you. You got the floor. What do people need to know since you were last on? Vindication, I know, is not sweet for you. You tried to stop this.
Yeah, I have been trying to stop it very loudly since the beginning, since March of last year. In fact, as you know, my schedule's been really packed with interviews. I've done well over 450 now since February of last year. And for people who don't know what I do, I mean, I've been doing this it'll be 21 years in September. I've logged more than 40,000 hours of personal research into problems associated with vaccines, that I've been on broadcasts, podcasts. I've written two books, which are currently not in print for various reasons right now, but I've written a new ebook called The 20 Mechanisms of Injury, How the COVID Shots Can Make You Sick and Possibly Kill You. We're actually doing a training video on this on July the 10th. You can register by going to drtenpenny.com. If it's the first time to our website, there should be a pop-up that greets you to have you register for the webinar. If you've been there before, you will have to click on the events button at the top so that, it will say like live webinar, because it's actually 20 plus mechanisms, Alex, because I did this webinar in May. And as it turned out, not very good planning on my part. It was on Mother's Day weekend. And so we've had a lot of people who've said, gosh, I missed it. I was out of town. We were busy. We had family over. Can you please do it again? So by popular demand, we're doing it on July the 10th. A lot of people said there was so much information the first time. I want to listen to it a second time.
And you've got a lot of nurses, a lot of doctors, a lot of scientists, but also common people. They're going to hear a medical doctor go through a huge class, so we've got the information we need to be leaders in our communities. This is so important.
Yeah, and it's the 20 mechanisms of injury, and actually I found multiple more that we're going to be talking about. So not only is it a refresher, because I really believe that the key to learning, repetition is the key to learning, so people can hear it again of how they can warn people who are still on the fence, and Alex, more importantly, as people have gone through, I heard earlier today that somewhere around 47% of people in the U.S. have gotten one of these shots. I'm not sure if that's a real number, but let's just go with it and say that it is. As they start to get sick, because they are going to, you need to know what to look for, what to watch for, because if you catch these symptoms early, and we're going to talk about this in the webinar, that there may be some things that you can do to help. But one of the important things is you can file a VAERS report, and you can educate your doctor and say, doctor, not only, yes, my mother, my father, my sister, my best friend, my child is having side effects from these shots. You don't have to run them through a $100 million medical workup, or a $100,000 medical workup. You can just see that this is a side effect of one of these shots. Act accordingly. So you've got bullets for your gun, metaphorically to speak. You can hopefully still keep people from getting the shot, keep them from getting the second shot. If they start to have side effects, you know what to look for. And we're going to talk some new things, some new mechanisms. We're going to talk about the magnetism. We're going to talk about myocarditis. We're going to talk about tissue modification. We're going to talk about multiple other things. I won't let the cat out of the bag, but some serious things that people need to know about, additional ways how these shots are designed to make you sick and even kill you.
And by the way, doctor, I was really trying to give you the floor because you've got a lot to say. But thousands of other medical doctors they tried to censor and block. Davos Group coming out 2 days ago and saying we're working with governments to suppress people and you by name, when mainline science, mainline doctors all agree with you. Now, you were one of the first saying this, but now almost every doctor I see, and my personal doctor agrees with you but won't come on air. Rob Dew's personal doctor agrees, won't come on air. An OGBYN I know won't come on air but says every woman that's taken the vaccine, they knows had a miscarriage that was pregnant. I mean, this is what you're saying is they try to act like on CNN you're out in left field. You're covering mainline science. We had Dr. Angela Farrell on yesterday, and she was saying, I can't say that this isn't sinister. It's on purpose. She said this is all mainline science they're going against.
It absolutely is. And so all these people who say that we are anti-science, conspiracy theorists, tinfoil hat, anti-vaccine, and so therefore we have nothing to say. You know, Alex, what it comes down to, and you know this better than anybody, is that when they can't beat you on the science, the only thing they have left is mudslinging, name-calling, and character assassination. So for me, it's sort of like... It's happened before. It's been going on for a long time. It reminds me of when I was in the first grade when my mom said to me, you know, Sherry, sticks and stones can break your bones, but names can never hurt you. Don't stop what you're doing just because somebody's trying to call you names and do character assassination, because they can't beat me on the science. And they know it. And you know what? There are a lot of doctors, Alex, a lot of doctors that took our webinar the first time that actually reached out to me, medical doctors, MDs, DOs, naturopaths, who reached out to me after the webinar, and they were like, wow, I had no idea. Thank you so much. The information you gave us was so valuable. So if we can convert them one doctor at a time, that one doctor sees 5,000 patients. So perhaps of those 5,000 patients, we can keep more of them from being injected with this genetic modification technology that will permanently and irreversibly change your genes.
All right, we're going to break in a minute and a half. I'm going to come back for the next 20 minutes and give you out the floor, next 30 minutes, 100%. Give us a prelude of the top points you're going to hit when we come back.
We're going to talk about the magnetism. And it's real. I want to read you a couple of articles and things that I found, because, you know, you showed that little bit of a screenshot of when I testified at the State House down in Columbus to promote our bill. And it looks as though the bill's going to pass. Absolutely. The bill is going to pass so that employers in the state of Ohio cannot mandate people to get a COVID shot to keep their job. So part of my testimony was that. So I'm happy to be drugged through the mill if that's going to keep our people in the state of Ohio and perhaps set a precedent to other states so that employers cannot make you get an experimental, not proven, no long-term study injection in order to keep a job, to feed your family and keep a roof over your head.
Well, I got to say this. Hollywood stars mean nothing to me. Politicians, you know, I was with Trump yesterday. He's a good guy. I like him overall, but he got lied to about the vaccine. But, you know, I didn't get excited being 20 feet from Trump. But with you, I get so excited because of your leadership, how you've been right, how you stand against tyranny. We admire Dr. Sherry Tenpenny so much. We're going to come right back to her. We'll give you the website again, and she's going to have the floor when we come back. DrTenpenny.com, DrTenpenny.com. Tell everybody you know, tune in.
The most important thing I've done in the last 8 years for my health, for my mental clarity, for my focus, has
has been Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. Dr. Group hammered me 9-10 years ago and said, Alex, you've got to start taking Deep Earth Crystal Atomic Iodine. And when I finally started taking it, it changed my life. Even the UN's own health website admits over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ, because of lack of iodine. Well, we have two varieties of high-quality iodine that will blow you away on sale right now. X2, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and X3, that's tri-iodine, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and two other types, because some people need all three types for absorption. So it's apples and oranges, two different formulas. Some people like one better or the other. But the point is, they're all discounted right now. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, with free shipping, double Patriot points, through the 4th of July. But we're running out of X3, so get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Personal friends that got basically paralyzed. Well, now British rocker dies from brain hemorrhage 2 weeks after AstraZeneca shot. They even had to put an advisory on it. How did Dr. Sherry Tenpenny last year know this would happen? How did other scientists know? Because they read the medical literature. Absolutely insane. So going back to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, osteopathic medical doctor, 21 years, exposing this from her own experiences, now in the middle of this depopulation, whatever you call it, please continue and lay out what we're facing.
Well, it's just really a horrifying thing, Alex. And, you know, it's interesting that we just got some notifications yesterday that they really are giving some people saline shots. I mean, and it's because they don't want everybody to die all at once, is my opinion of that. But every single person that has been injected, even if you say, oh, well, I feel fine, there's nothing wrong with me, I always sadly say, well, I'm glad that you didn't fall into category one of the 20 mechanisms of injuries. Category one is sudden death, which is anaphylactic shock, heart attack, and stroke. And so you didn't have one of those, so that doesn't mean you're scot-free, because you're going to have spike proteins in your body that can do all kinds of detrimental things. You can have antibodies to the spike proteins, which will probably be around forever. The antibodies themselves can attack your lungs, your kidneys, and your livers and cause autoimmune disease. And then there's a whole kind of cluster of other types of things. And that's going to be greatly expanded on our webinar on July the 10th. We're going to talk really in depth about this cardiomyopathy, because this cardiomyopathy that all these teenage kids are getting, all these teenage boys, there was a report in Epoch Times yesterday of the military. There's 23 military recruits that were hospitalized with serious myocarditis. So I want people to really know what that is, so that they do not, under any circumstances, allow their teenagers to be injected with this shot, and particularly their teenage boys. I had a report yesterday, Alex. I had a patient in my office who actually works in a labor and delivery unit in one of the local hospitals. And she said this baby was born, and the mother was furious that the child wasn't going to be injected with a COVID shot. Hours old baby was furious that the baby didn't qualify for that. It's just a travesty of what's happening with our kids.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I mean, you raised the big issue. You've explained this. The medical literature admits it. Some say that the VAERS is maybe 1 out of 10, 1 out of 100. Some studies say it's about 40 times on average. For every person that dies or gets sick that reports to it, there are many, many times that don't. But the way I've seen this described in other studies, maybe you can clarify it, is you'll see, oh, a cluster at one military base, or a cluster at one nursing home, or a cluster at one hospital where they admit, oh, 10 patients died, 20 or 30 got sick from the shot, blood clots. They go, we don't know why it's a cluster here. Well, that's where there's a good doctor, good nurses that see what happened and reported it. Others cover it up and keep it quiet. We've had nurses and doctors on that have said they were ordered to cover it up. So explain why we hear about clusters. Isn't that really just where it breaks through and actually the truth gets out?
Well, I got this kind of a cluster meme sent to me yesterday, Alex. It's four screenshots. I'm looking at it on my computer right now. Four screenshots from Newsweek magazine on different dates. One was dated April 21st. One's dated April 19th. And one is dated June the 29th. And there's three different headlines, and I'm going to read them to you. Headline number one, group of Canadians accidentally received saline injection instead of COVID-19. Title number two, Walgreens stores injects people with saline rather than with COVID vaccine in a mix-up. Title number three, saline injected instead of COVID vaccine in South Carolina. Is that an accident or is that intentional? And is this leading to what you just said about clusters? Are they sending boxes of vials that are just normal saline to certain places and boxes of the real thing to other places so that they...
Well, let me tell you, I was told by a retired Army colonel who has a son in special operations that they were told, hey, we're just giving you saline, don't worry, and then they didn't get sick. And I've heard from others the exact same thing, that government bureaucrats are just acting like they're getting a shot. They're not even taking it.
Exactly. And I think that that's just criminal because, and I think that part of it is, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, they don't want everybody to be sick and dying all at the same time. We have to have clusters of people who get their shot and everything seems to be okay. We're, and Dr. Peter McCullough said this yesterday in an interview that he did, where he said the next shot, these boosters are going to be the real thing and are really going to be the kill shots. I want to mention just briefly, Alex, you know, when I got taken through the mud, like we talked about earlier, by the mainstream media, and it really didn't matter to me, about this whole concept of magnetism and how people are magnetic. And I want to read you three titles of what I'm actually going to be talking about on the July 10th webinar on the 20 mechanisms of injury that you can find by going to drtenpenny.com. If the pop-up doesn't greet you, you can go to the events tab and click on live event, live webinar. Listen to these titles. This is a chapter from a textbook. Tissue engineering using magnetite nanoparticles. And it goes through all the steps on how they do this with polyethylene glycol. They construct 3D tissue-like structures and what actually happens to the tissues with that. There is another textbook that I found. This is a 517-page textbook. It's available as an ebook. That was written on, that was published in 2018, Clinical Applications of Magnetic Nanoparticles. Another book published in 2017, 318-page book, Magnetic Nanoparticles in Medicine. They have known this. They've been working on this for a long time, and they want to suspend it in a lipid coating so they can externally move it to where they want it to be with a magnet. Now, I have to say, just in qualification, like a lot of things that happen in medicine, a lot of things that happen in government, that they start out with good intentions, and then the good intentions turn rather nefarious. The good intention would be if you could put a particle inside of a lipid coating, a magnetic particle, and you could put chemotherapy in there, and you could use an external magnet to move it directly to the cancer so that it could be released at the level of the cancer, wouldn't that be a better thing than injecting people with chemotherapy so that every cell in their body gets dosed and they get terribly sick?
But instead, what I was reading is these graphite chemicals they found is designed to go across the blood-brain barrier. Why would you want this vaccine to go across the blood-brain barrier?
You don't. I was just making a point that when they first started researching this back in the 70s, I think that there was some people who thought, well, wouldn't it just be cool if we could direct these different places? And then DARPA gets involved. And as you know, anything that has DARPA associated with it is just nefarious. And so now the graphene can go across the blood-brain barrier. The spike protein can poke holes in the blood-brain barrier. And you can take that spike protein into the brain. It can modify something called the FUS gene. When the FUS gene gets modified, it leads to ALS or cancer.
Wow.
It will modify the DTP, another type of protein that causes frontal temporal lobe degeneration, and that degeneration causes people to lose their ability to speak, lose their ability to read, have facial recognition, or to form words.
And we hear about people being in a fog, just like the autistic kids, but they have a name for frontal lobe. That's called a lobotomy.
Well, frontal lobe is the area right behind.
No, I know, but I'm saying what you just described sounds like a lobotomy.
Well, maybe. I mean, it's not a physical lobotomy, but it certainly could be a chemical one. I mean, and it's interesting to me that people, if this spike protein can punch holes in the blood-brain barrier, and we've got magnetite, graphene, other types of things that can get into the brain, and we know that you can disrupt that FTP43 protein. And that causes frontal temporal lobe degeneration, and people can put keys on their forehead and make
stay
them
there,
sick.
Stay there, stay
Final
there. Final segment, Dr. Sherry Denbenny. Stay with us. I can't wait to hear this information. This is incredible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have a...
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, we had to go to that break because the satellites get fired at certain times. You read a cliffhanger about if this is attacking the frontal lobe, if it's attacking the... You're about to get to that big event. And then, largest teacher union to debate demanding vaccinations before returning to... in person, demanding all students be injected. What a suicide cult. What a Russian roulette situation. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, final segment. Please, please lay it all out for folks.
Somebody needs to put the NEA on notice that if they actually really follow through with that, that they're going to be sued for a whole litany of things. Lying about a shot, lying about, you know, that these kids are vulnerable, that they're spreading anything, put them on a Nuremberg trial for crimes against humanity. Somebody needs to sue them up front before they get any farther with this. Because if that happens, then we have to, then they will have to go through the discovery process and show prove that they're safe and that there are studies that have been done and that they're safe for 15 to 17 year olds, that they should be given to all kids. I mean, Indiana came out with a thing a couple of weeks ago that said, if your kids are vaccinated in grade age groups K through seven, they haven't even gotten to that point yet. But if they've been injected, kindergartners through the seventh grade, then those injected children who are now marked forever and forever will have their genetics modified and most likely will not turn into adult women or adult men. They will be kind of neutered and be a eunuch as they grow up and will not actually evolve into mature adults. If we've injected them, if parents have been stupid enough to inject their children with these technologies, oh, well, then that will give them privileges. They won't have to wear a mask. They can sit with their friends in the lunchroom. They can play a musical instrument. They can play with their friends on recess. They can go and play in sports. And if they have not been injected, they won't be able to do any of those things. So now we're separating these kids and making them feel terrible, going home and begging their parents, crying, begging, pleading, mommy, mommy, please.
This sounds like the plot of a nightmare science fiction horror movie, but it's really happening.
It's really happening. I say that every day, Alex. I feel like I really am literally living in the Matrix.
Please continue.
Well, we're seeing that this is, you know, Dr. Larry Pilevsky, there's a group of us, Alex, that we've come to refer to ourselves as the five Ds, the five doctors, because we've done a lot of webinars together. We support each other. We are colleagues, friends, and we share a lot of information. And the five Ds is me, Dr. Larry Pilevsky, Dr. Christian Northrup, Dr. Lee Merritt, and Dr. Carrie Made. And
these are good doctors fighting Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset.
Absolutely. And so we refer to ourselves as the five Ds. And Larry is a board certified pediatrician. And Larry has said many from the beginning, this is not a normal shot. It's a bioweapon. Dr. Lee Merritt, who's an orthopedic surgeon, says and in the military and was and did a full career in the military, said this is a bioweapon. Dr. Christian Northrup, who's an OB-GYN, has seen all the bleeding problems, saying this is a bioterrorism weapon. And it was Dr. Carrie Made, who was the one who first started talking really loudly in the physician community about the hydrogel in the vaccines or in the shots. And Dr. Larry has said multiple times, if parents get their kids these shots, they can absolutely, they're just signing away their rights to ever wanting to become a grandparent. And if they give these kids, these 12 to 15 year old kids, these shots, if they give it to a 12 year old girl who's already started her periods, is anybody going to keep track to see whether or not she stops them? If she hasn't started her periods yet, is anybody going to look to see if she ever does? What about the little boys? What about the little boys that will never grow into men, will never go through puberty? They won't develop body hair and facial hair and lower their voice and get muscles and grow tall. Is anybody going to monitor to see if that happens? If we give this to 12-year-old boys, what happens if we don't get females that grow into women and men that and boys that don't grow into men and they can't reproduce? Well, the nefarious people at the top are spending a whole lot of time killing a lot of people off from the top. They certainly don't want to have their children, have all of these children repopulate the planet from the bottom.
And they say everywhere, get rid of the humans. We need to sterilize everybody. So they're admitting why they're doing it openly while they do it. It's just madness that people are signing their children on for this.
It is absolutely madness. I mean, I see some of these reports, there was a report, I think it was the other day on AOL News. They were celebrating the fact that this little 3-year-old girl had been enrolled in the most recent clinical study. I mean, I think these parents who enroll their kids in these studies and they want their these pregnant women who allow themselves to get the shot, And the babies that they allowed to put into these roles, and all of the children and the teenagers and all of these people, these parents, I hope eventually all of them will be charged with crimes against humanity and perhaps child abuse.
They are testing out depopulation. They're testing the censorship. They're testing the control. But I think they miscalculated. So many medical doctors are coming out. So many people are communicating. I see fear in Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates' face. Bill Gates' wife has left him. Suddenly Bill Gates has been pulled off TV. Not all is well inside the New World Order.
Well, I certainly hope that's true. You know, I'm sure that you saw that graphic that came out about us. This was a while ago now. But as if the, by the Center for Digital Hate, you know, which is such an oxymoron name.
Oh, they say it's terrorism in Biden's new report to question lockdowns or vaccines. That's white supremacism.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? And they named us all as the disinformation dozen, right? So it was me and Del Bigtree and Bobby Kennedy and Christian Northrup, Aaron Elizabeth, Joe Mercola, a whole bunch of us. There were 12 people, you know, Sayer G, Kelly Brogan. I mean, it's just a whole bunch of us that they called us. We were the disinformation dozen. And we've added, and we thought, well, wow, they missed a couple of people. You know, but they blame us for the fact that we are putting out all this information and Biden isn't going to reach his 70% of the American population by July 4th. I mean, after all,
that was my question. I don't believe it's even 47%, but they admit it's a giant failure for them. Now they want new lockdowns to make us take it. It's not working. If people know it's depopulation and we don't just accept it, it's game over. I see this as a disaster for the globalists. It's going to be terrible. People are going to be maimed and die, but they're going to know the truth now.
It is sad, and it is true. I mean, you know, you probably saw this came out a while back now, the SAGE report. I mean, SAGE is a modeling agency out of the UK, and the SAGE report said that, you know, in paragraph 32 and paragraph 55 says it quite clearly that when the third wave comes, which it will, that 60 to 65 to 70% of people that have had two of the shots will be sick, hospitalized, or die. 65.
For folks that don't understand that, why does somebody who's already had it take the shot, get really sick, or you've already had the vaccines, now that makes you run into anything similar, any type of virus, you have big problems? What's happening?
It's a process called antibody-dependent enhancement, that you develop this antibody. It's a non-binding antibody. And when you get re-exposed to coronaviruses, that it actually drags the coronavirus into your white blood cells, and it makes you sicker than you would have ever been if you had never had the shot. And it causes massive cytokine storm, massive type, it looks like septic shock, and organ system failure. I mean, we had there's been several, but it had an autopsy report of a man, an elderly gentleman who was in perfect health on no medications, got the shot in order to go into the hospital and have an elective procedure. He got exposed in the hospital after he had the shot to sick people who had COVID, and he, within several days, massively died. And they did an autopsy on him because they couldn't understand why, and found abscesses in his lungs, found blood clots, found all kinds of horrific things that had happened to him. And so the antibody-dependent enhancement is real. It's the reason, Alex, why at all these years that they've been trying to develop a coronavirus vaccine by injecting coronaviruses like you would with a flu shot, why they could never move it out of animal studies was because the animals got re-exposed, got very sick and or died.
Sure. Well, and in closing, you got to come back soon. I know why are so many people getting herpes or shingles after they take the shot?
I'm not sure what the exact mechanism of that is, but I'm sure there is something that's releasing these viruses. I haven't taken the time to dig into that yet. We know that we're actually getting those reports. It's not clear to me yet why.
All right, Dr. Ten Penny, TENPenny.com. Everybody sign up for the webinar. Get it out. And all you that are along with big tech and censorship, remember, you're fools. You're not part of the establishment. You're pretending you are. All of us are under attack, left, right, gay, straight, old, young. Everybody better come together and expose this. This is Bill Gates' depopulation. DrTimPenny.com. Dr. Tim Penny, we love you. We appreciate you. Please come back sooner, okay?
Well, actually make an effort to do that, Alex. Thank you so much for having me on, and I hope that many of your people will come and join us at the webinar on July the 10th.
Absolutely. God bless you. Thank you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.